In concurrent court hearings happening at the county and federal courthouses in downtown Fresno, five of the seven suspects accused of the November 17 shooting that left four dead, 10 wounded and rocked Fresno and the nation, entered pleas of not guilty. Adding to details GBY reported from the federal complaint, the criminal case filed by the Fresno County District Attorney's Office reveals specific roles each suspect played in the slayings of 23-year-old Xiley, 31-year-old Fia Vang, 38-year-old Ko Xiong, and 40-year-old Calix Sangtao. Four men each face state charges on four counts of murder, 12 counts of attempted murder, as well as gang and gun charges. District Attorney Lisa Smitkamp said the four could face death penalty charges, if not life in prison. According to KZ24, 26-year-old Porg Q, 27-year-old Anthony Montes, and 25-year-old Billy Xiong entered not guilty pleas. Bail is set at $23 million for each of the men. They will return to court February 11. The fourth suspect, 27-year-old Gerley, did not appear in court. He is in custody in a Sherburne County, Minnesota jail following his arrest by local authorities on December 31. Three other suspects, 19-year-old Giovanni Delgado Marcello, 30-year-old Pau Kuovang, and 25-year-old Johnny Xiong, face federal conspiracy charges. They each face up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Delgado Marcello and Johnny Xiong entered not guilty pleas. They return to federal court next Wednesday, January 8 at 2 p.m., for a hearing to determine if they should remain in jail pending trial. Vang had not yet been assigned an attorney and did not enter a plea. A potential public defender had a conflict related to the state case. Judge Sheila Oberto continued Vang's appearance until Monday at 2 p.m. The three men in federal court appeared in red jumpsuits, shackled by their arms and legs. Oberto asked them if they understood the charges against them, and that they could be eligible for a public attorney. Johnny Xiong's family hired attorneys Robert Lamanuzzi and Gerald Schwab for his defense. Lamanuzzi thinks being in federal court helps his client. It does have the possibility to change for the worse, depending on how this case progresses. Given my client's lack of criminality and minimal involvement in this case, it is a great benefit to him facing much more reduced charges, Lamanuzzi said. Lamanuzzi said his job is to salvage lives. I don't think he is what you would classify as a gangbanger, Lamanuzzi said. Some kids growing up in certain neighborhoods associate with other kids that are up to no good. Benjamin Gerson from the Federal Public Defender's Office is representing Delgado Marcello. Tom Newman is the federal prosecutor assigned to the case. All seven suspects are allegedly Mongolian Boys Society gang members. Fresno police announced the arrest of six suspects for the shootings on Tuesday, with a motive pegged as gang retaliation. The criminal complaints revealed a seventh suspect, Lee, arrested by U.S. Marshals in Minnesota and pending extradition to California. According to the DA complaint, Lee, nicknamed Stomper, organized a meeting of the MBS gang around 4 p.m. at a home on East Pitt Avenue on November 17 to plan a retaliation for the killing earlier that morning of 28-year-old Randy Xiong at an apartment complex at Unied White Avenue in Fresno. The complaint said Xiong was the brother and roommate of a MBS member identified as Deuce. Lee blamed the rival Asian Crips gang for Xiong's death, investigators said, and assigned roles to fellow MBS members in carrying out the attack. Billy Xiong, aka BG, would drive Montes, aka Montana, and Q, aka Slick, to the home on Ilamona Avenue, where a party was taking place. The district attorney identified Montes and Q as the shooters. Others served as lookouts in their vehicles in the surrounding area. According to the DA complaint, Lee rode with Johnny Xiong, and positioned themselves at McKinley and Peach Avenues. This information conflicts with information in the federal complaint that said Xiong was stationed at an AM-PM gas station at Clovis and Olive Avenues, and had his wife in the car. The federal complaint also said that Delgado Marcello, aka Gio, drove with another unidentified passenger. The DA's complaint added he parked at Clovis and Olive. Vang, aka Clownsy, drove alone, parking at Olive and Peach. After the shooting, the seven suspects allegedly regrouped at the Pitt Avenue home, where Lee ordered them not to discuss the shooting. Although police said none of the victims had gang ties, in an interview with police described in the federal complaint, Johnny Xiong said that didn't matter. Xiong said that the victims did not have to be gangsters per se, and that one of the sons or at least one person of the family who lived in the home is affiliated, the complaint said. Xiong did not know who was an AC, Asian Crips, affiliate but knew that the person was not one of the victims. Xiong stated that another innocent bystander took the AC affiliate's bullet for him.